Let's Talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.
What is a country without politics and its leaders? Is there any? Hi, people. Welcome to Unzipped Stories Africa. My name is Divine Alex from Nigeria, and I want to tell you a little about what's trending in my country. Okay, let's talk inauguration of Nigeria's new president-elect Bola Ahmed Adekunle Tinubu and the dawn of new governance in the history of Nigeria. Asiwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu is Nigeria's newly inaugurated president on the 29th day of May 2023. And while being president may be a new achievement for him, he is not a newbie in the sphere of leadership. Prior now, he served as the governor of Lagos State between May 1999 and May 2007, but he didn't leave power at the time without some track records, right? Let's look at some of them. Here are some of them. Firstly, Tinubu's government contracted AES, which is Advanced Encryption Standard, in the year 2000 to build an independent power producer, IPP, that generated 270 megawatts of electricity that benefited over 100 communities. Asiwaju's creation of 36 additional local council development areas, LCDAs, sparked disagreement with the Obasanjo-led federal government, but this creation ensured decentralized governance in Lagos State. Tinubu's initiatives, including reorganizing Lagos State Internal Revenue Service, LIRS, boosted Lagos internally generated revenue from 600 million naira to over 7 billion naira monthly after 8 years, reaching 57 billion in 2022. Fourthly, Tinubu's healthcare commitment led to the establishment of LASAMBERS. LASAMBO stands for Lagos State Emergency Ambulance Services, Hospital Service Commission, and Health Facility Monitoring and Accreditation Agency, alongside policies like Rollback Malaria and Jiggy Bola. Tinubu prioritized infrastructure development in Lagos, which implemented road, railway, ports, housing, and hospital roadmaps. The decentralization of the Ministry of Works and Housing led to a dedicated housing ministry, which transformed the Lekki corridor into a real estate investment hub. This is also one of the achievements made by Bola Ahmed Tinubu, who is now the president-elect of Nigeria. Okay, Tinubu also initiated state policing with the establishment of Rapid Response Squad, RRS, and transformed Eta Oko Prisoners Camp into a youth skill acquisition center that improved security during his time as the governor of Lagos State from the year 1999 to the year 2007. Tinubu's administration successfully implemented numerous initiatives that include the Lekki Free Trade Zone, Lagos State Security Trust Fund, Aeron Power Projects, PPP, which is Public-Private Partnership, and Lagos Bus Rapid Transit Scheme, TPPP. Tinubu's initiation of the Lekki Free Trade Zone attracted major investors and established the Lekki Infrastructure Company and Eco Atlantic, enhancing investment opportunities in the state. Looking at these facts, and there are even more, it's not strange to believe that Tinubu is poised to make a difference. Just like he said if you ask to his inauguration, I'm ready to dedicate my entire being to service of Nigeria and Africa. That was what Tinubu said few hours to his inauguration. Currently, we have our eyes on his promises because there are so much of it, and we are hoping that it will be an actual new dawn for Nigeria. Will it be or will it not?
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Bello.